Lawmakers in states across the U.S. have recently introduced measures to significantly restrict access to abortion. They see this as a way to challenge the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion. An Alabama bill goes farther than other proposals. It would ban abortion in almost all cases, WBHM's Andrew Yeager reports.
Rachel Bryers is with the conservative think tank Alabama Policy Institute, but at a House committee hearing on the bill last week, she told state lawmakers she was speaking as a mother. In her testimony, she talked about when she was 22. Not long after she graduated college, she had an unplanned pregnancy. She wasn't married. Bryer says it was difficult, but she decided to have the baby.
And today, looking at my beautiful, artistic, strong, unique, nearly 14-year-old daughter, I can barely fathom how she might have been erased from existence if I followed our culture's advice.
Jenna King Shepherd also spoke at that public hearing. She had an abortion as a senior in high school and opposes the legislation.
People choose abortion for a million different reasons. And no matter what their reason is, it's valid. And no one arrives at that decision flippantly or takes it lightly.
The Alabama bill would make it a felony to perform an abortion, except for cases where there is a serious health risk to the woman. There's no exception for rape or incest. The mother would not face charges. The bill's sponsor, Republican State Representative Terry Collins, says the proposal was designed to prompt a court challenge.
We decided it would be best to just offer legislation that simply got at the heart of what Roe versus Wade discussed, which was, is the baby in the womb a person? And we believe it is.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Alabama opposes the bill. Executive Director Randall Marshall says it's a misguided move by the state. He says there are already 14 abortion-related cases in federal courts. He says Alabama's proposed law is unconstitutional and a legal battle would cost the state millions.
A rational legislature would say, let's wait and see what happens with all these other cases that present the very issue we're trying to present.
Representative Terry Collins insists a court fight isn't a waste of money. She says most Alabamians oppose abortion, pointing to a constitutional amendment voters passed last year that recognizes the rights of the unborn. Florida State University law professor Mary Ziegler says there are different camps within the anti-abortion movement. She says the most common strategy had been to propose incremental changes to abortion law, but increasingly groups pushing a more hard-line approach are gaining ground. Ziegler explains via Skype there are two reasons for the shift.
One, a bet that the court will be more receptive to this kind of law than would have been the case a few years ago. And two, you know, that even if the court doesn't go for it, that it will pay off politically to be taking a more kind of absolute stand on abortion.
Ziegler is skeptical the U.S. Supreme Court would issue a sweeping decision, throwing out decades of precedent. She says any changes to the court's view of abortion is likely to come through a series of smaller rulings. In Alabama, the House committee last week approved the bill the same day they heard testimony. It has enough co-sponsors to assure passage in the House before it moves on to the Senate. In the meantime, people on both sides of the debate are gearing up for that court fight, should the measure make it into law. Andrew Yeager, WBHM.